This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to, well, a very special cinema chat, and for a couple of reasons. So without further ado, let me introduce my co-host of over 30 years. Russ Collins is here, and he is here for a final time. Russ, thanks for coming in for another cinema chat.
Well, it's a pleasure, as always, although getting up in the morning is never my favorite thing to do.
Well, but you don't have to do it anymore.
That's right. Well, you know, it's a bittersweet thing all the way around. And it, you know, made me reflect on what cinema chat was about. And it started probably in 1989 or 1990. And the first trick was talking Art Timko, the station director at that time, and Molly, who had a role as well. But Joni Sylvie, who was the morning edition host, into
very
doing cinema
host,
chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was 35 years or so ago. And then the early cinema chats, the internet was not fully developed, and you couldn't get movie schedules for the student film groups or the commercial theaters on the internet. So what I did is about 6:30 in the morning, I dropped by the Ann Arbor News and picked up a copy of their weekly publication for the weekend, which came out on Thursday morning. Absolutely. And so I would literally have that newspaper here in the studio spread out all over. You know, we would talk about the movies that were opening, but not from a script that we've pulled from the internet. Now, I did use the internet to pull down Hollywood News.
Right.
Because it was developed that, but it was in a pretty early stage of online work that you could do. So that was a bit of a challenge, and it just made me get up a little bit earlier, which just made it a little bit more difficult. So that's okay.
I'm sure though, it was a lot easier to get up when you knew you could talk to Joan Sylvie instead of having to get up to talk to me.
Well, Joan Sylvie was great, but she didn't have the relationship with Ohio State University that you did in talking about Michigan, or you do. And talking about Michigan and Ohio State games, we always spent a couple of cinema chats talking about that, either a couple before and one after the
game. Yeah, it was actually a good conversation for the better part of the 2000s, and of late not been so much.
Yeah, I completely disagree. It's been much better lately, especially the last 4 years. So, you know, one really, really sad cinema chat, but it was poignant. And And it was the week that 9/11 happened in 2001.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a time we didn't talk about movies. We kind of had a chat that was more of a editorial that, you know, I wrote and read about, you know, that impact. It was a really, really difficult time.
It was an important time to explore feelings and to convey sentiment.
Absolutely. And it was so specific. You know, the other great tragedy, I mean, there were there's many tragedies in life all the time, but COVID was different. It played out in a very different way, and it caused a lot of disruptions. But 9/11 was a very specific moment of tragedy, and then the response to it. And it was a very, very, very sad time.
It is something that permanently altered my perception of what is important.
Absolutely. No, that's very, very true. For about the last 15 years, I think, Leslie Raymond coming on to talk about the Ann Arbor Film Festival.
I love when she comes in.
Yeah, no, that started in 1963, but it started playing at the Michigan Theater in 1980, even before I started. So, but it was always good to talk to the director of the festival, and Leslie Raymond's done a terrific job. So, and of course, complaining about getting up in the morning is something that I do.
Well, your wife Deb Pollock gets most of that.
Well, that's probably true as well. But I'm so
I have no time for such conversation.
I'm so grateful to you for these 30 some odd years that we've been doing it.
And Russ Collins, I want to tell you something in all sincerity. Some of the best times that I've had in radio have been spent on the air with you.
Well, I can say the very same thing, but I don't have nearly as much time on the radio as you do. So that is a tremendous compliment. And I am so grateful to you and Matt Hobson, our producer, and Michael Jewett, who frequently substitutes.
They both fill in when I'm off, and you guys do Cinema Chat together, and they both do it better than I do.
Well, Michael Jewett is a true, true movie nut, as well as a music nut, as you would expect him to be. And then Clark Smith, also. We had fun doing it. Clark Smith and I.
Old news director here at WEMU. Exactly right.
So thanks to the listeners. Thanks to you.
Just one quick question for you. This past Sunday night, there was a bon voyage party for you as you set off into retirement and into cruise life. How did that go at the Michigan Theater?
Well, you know, I think that probably it was tremendous, but I think probably the better commentator, a bit more objective, would be Nick Alderink.
Nick Alderink is here. And for those of you who don't know, whenever Russ has been away over the past couple of years, Nick has been the fill-in. And I am so glad to say and so happy to say that Cinema Chat will continue because Nick Alderink is now the permanent host of Cinema Chat moving forward. Nick, I'm so glad to welcome you to that position and to that post, and I'm so glad for your contributions to Cinema Chat thus far and what is to come.
Oh, thank you so much, David, and I look forward to being here every Thursday, bright and early, and creating our own memories, as you and Russ have
discussing. So what about that Bon Voyage party?
Yeah, well, the Bon Voyage party was excellent. We played the film The Circus. What I appreciated most about it, of course, other than celebrating your tenure at the Michigan Theater, but it was a really great audience for a silent film. They were laughing, they were cheering, they were booing the villains, they were praising the heroes as you encouraged them to do so. It was a really, really special moment watching a film 97 years old and hearing the crowd react that way.
And while Russ may feel 97 years old, I'm sure you felt a bit younger with all of those in attendance wishing you well and thanking you for your contributions not only to the Michigan and State Theaters but to the arts community and the community as a whole.
Oh, absolutely. To Deb and me. They were very very generous. And a lot of old staff members showed up and some of our very best customers. It was a really fun and special night.
Yeah, there are many reunions. It was a really special night.
It was. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that that all took place. And one of the things that happened on this past Sunday, besides your party, there was a Detroit Lions football game, which most of the state was watching, and that turned out well. And then, almost falling by the wayside, the Golden Globe Awards took place.
Yeah.
And what was the big news out of the Golden Globes, Nick?
Well, the big news was the film The Brutalist taking home some of the biggest awards. It won for Best Drama Motion Picture. It also won for Best Actor in a Drama for Adrien Brody and Best Director for Brady Corbett. And this is a 3.5-hour historical epic with an intermission involved as well. So it's a very traditional
experience.
By
all accounts, totally worth the time.
Yeah.
And about architecture.
And it's about architecture. It's a post-war film about a visionary architect named Laszlo Toth who arrives in America to rebuild his life and his marriage. And he gets hooked up with a wealthy and prominent industrialist played by Guy Pearce, who recognizes his talent. This is a big, sweeping kind of historical epic of yore and also starring Felicity Jones. And I'm very excited for this one, also because of the director, Brady Corbett. He made a film called Vox Lux, maybe around 2018 or so. And that one didn't get a whole lot of attention, but I was a big fan of it. And I'm really, really excited to see what he does with this film. But it'll be opening Friday, January 17th at the State.
That's so spectacular.
Audiences will see this one very, very soon.
And if you want an example of a brutalist building, it's the Power Center.
Is
that right?
Mm-hmm.
So that style was the brutalist style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really fun.
Yeah.
I love that there's a local example. what was the big winner at the Golden Globes?
So the Golden Globes is set up where there's the drama motion picture, and then that is the Brutalist won for. But then there's also the best musical or comedy motion picture, and that was won by a film called Amelia Perez, which audiences may have seen at the State maybe about a month or so ago. More musical than a comedy, but
that's the way it tends. But this is supposed to be, some people view it as a precursor to the Academy Awards.
Yes.
And What's your takeaway, Nick? Are these the winners?
I think that the Brutalist, expect it to see in many, many categories at the Oscars. It's already being discussed that way. Kieran Culkin also won Best Supporting Actor for A Real Pain, and I expect him to win the Oscar for that as well. And Demi Moore won for The Substance, another in the category of the musical or comedy motion picture, and I think that's a good prediction as well.
Well, very briefly, we have about 30, 40 seconds. What else can we catch this week?
Well, this week you can also catch Disfluency. That is a locally made film that'll play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 4:30. The Thing and Harold and Maude in our late nights on Thursday and Friday. Frozen on Sunday at 1:30, free for kids 12 and under. We have a Wes Anderson series starting next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, Count of Monte Cristo, Wicked, Nosferatu, and A Complete Unknown.
A lot to see, yeah. A lot to choose from. Nick, thank you so much for all the information. I look forward to our years together ahead.
Likewise. Thanks, David.
And Russ Collins, I can't thank you for 3 decades of fun, frivolity, and friendship.
Well, the feeling is mutual there, and thank you so much. And thanks to all the listeners for continuing to support WEMU and the Michigan Theater. And all I can say at the end is ta-ta.
This is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.